Welcome back. It is Hard Fact to Nigeria in Food Hurry Input Haka. To number one talk station, I'm Dial. 10 minutes come past 4 p.m. Let's talk. And the matter we'll discuss next also borders on the elections, as most matters of discussion these days do tend to be connected somewhere or another to the coming general elections. Once again, just a few weeks from now, February 25, March 11 precisely. And once again as well, remember to vote wisely. Well, there's been plenty of talk about whether or not tertiary institutions are going to be open while the elections are on, whether they're going to be in session, or whether they're going to shut down for the elections. It appears that that decision has been made now. And however, it has become the subject of some controversy, or, controversy, if you will. Here's a story from the Punch newspaper. Polls: VCs ASU disagree as FG shuts varsities. The Academic Staff Union of Universities has condemned the directive of the National Universities Commission to the Committee of Vice-Chancellors of Nigerian Universities that universities should be shut to enable students to take part in the forthcoming general elections. The NUC gave this directive in a letter on Tuesday, addressed to vice-chancellors of all universities and directors of inter-university centres. The Commission noted the directive was based on the instruction of the Minister of Education, Adamu Adamu. However, in an interview with the Punch, National President ASU Professor Emmanuel Oshodeke explained that universities had never been shut down because of elections, saying that the closure and opening of universities were the prerogative of University Senate. He said, quote, "Vice-Chancellors do not have the right to close universities. It is purely the prerogative of the University Senate to either open or close universities. Now, things have gone so bad in this country that they are citing security, and for this reason, we as a union had to look on. In all the past elections, have we ever closed universities, polytechnics? So, what has gone wrong? Why the desperation? Why are they punishing Nigerians? We need to ask Nigerian leaders questions, because we're trying to meet up with lost time, and here you are shutting down universities." There's been some dissenting voice on this, because Secretary General of CVCNU, Professor Yakubu Ochefu, disagreed with the ASU president, saying Nigeria had always closed universities during elections. He said, quote, "It's nothing new. Most public universities get closed during elections because many of them housed polling units and universities, and the communities always vote on campuses." Also speaking, National President, Academic Staff Union of Polytechnics, Anderson Ezeibe, said the Polytechnics Regulatory Body, that's the National Board for Technical Education, had yet to come up with any directive. However, he maintained the closure and opening of institutions were decisions to be taken by institution senates. So let's take a look at this situation right now. Once again, polls: VCs ask to disagree as FG shuts varsities. I'm asking you, by the way, join the conversation. Should tertiary institutions be shut for the elections? We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. But I've got with me in the studio, joining me for this conversation, Dr. Austin Sado, is former chairman of ASU at University of Port Harcourt, now National Investment Secretary with ASU as well. Dr. Sado, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening to you, Dio. Good evening to listeners. I'm glad to be here today.
And I suppose this is the first time, your first time in the studio this year?
I guess so.
Fine. Great to have you. Happy New Year, I suppose.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I wish all our listeners a very good week and year too.
All right, great. Let's get right to it then. Very straightforward. Is ASU against shutting down universities for the elections?
I think we are not against, we are not for. Because ASU does actually not determine when the universities are shut or when they are open. So we have no business being for or against. But I think what the president was addressing was a fundamental issue. The issue of autonomy of the university. The Minister of Education or the Secretary of NUC do not have overriding power over the Senate of a university. Maybe the president, because he's the visitor to the university, but that will also be at times of emergency, because the president in the case of federal universities, appoint certain individuals as members of the university governing council. The management or governance of the university system is usually in the hands of the senate of that university and the council. With respect to academic programs, under which jurisdiction the issue of reopening and not reopen falls squarely, it's only the senate of the university that can do that. With due respect to the exalted office of the vice chancellor in the university, and there is no vice chancellor by himself who has the power to determine whether there's to be resumption or to close down the schools. It has to be a responsibility of the senate chaired by the vice chancellor of the university.
Is it possible then that this instruction, as it were, is simply advisory, or maybe some directive to the vice chancellors to take back to their various institutions and present before the senate, and then the senate will take that decision that it has been asked to take? I know it sounds somewhat off.
No, from what I read, yeah. I think it was outright directive.
Mm.
The executive secretary of the NUC, writing through the deputy secretary.
If you will, I could quote sections of that letter right
okay.
now, or portions of it. Now, the letter partly read, quote, as vice chancellors of all universities and directors, chief executives of inter-university centers, we're quite aware of the 2023 general elections have been scheduled to hold on Saturday, February 25, for the presidential and national assembly election, and Saturday, March 1, I think this should be March 11, 2023, for the governorship and state house of assembly elections. In view of the foregoing and concerns expressed about the security of staff, students and properties of our respective institutions, the Minister of Education, Adamu Adamu, has, following extensive consultations with the relevant security agencies, directed that all universities and inter-university centres be shut down and academic activities be suspended between February 22 and March 14, 2023. As a result, vice chancellors and chief executives of inter-university centres are requested by this circular to close their respective institutions from Wednesday, February 22, 2023, to Tuesday, March 14, 2023.
Yeah, it's directive, the minister. But you know, for me, the minister consulted security agencies, but directed vice chancellors. So that's actually the issue that the president of our union was raising. If you have, why was he the directive? Why was it not a consultation? Why are you directing? And in directing, you ask the executive secretary to write to direct that academic program should be suspended. In any case, there are universities that are not even in session. There are universities that have just concluded their exams, like my own university, and they are on break. So it's not the prerogative of the minister or the executive secretary of NUC to do that. When you do this, and of course this is the pattern of what we have experienced in the recent times. You know, the intrusion into the autonomy of the university has taken some time, but is very much more pronounced during the period of this administration. Whatever charges that students pay, which is not even enough to run the universities, they're expected to pay 25% of that as internally generated revenue to the Federation account. And you ask yourself, is the university a revenue generating agency? So the whatever government is doing to make sure that they take away what is the true sense of it, autonomy in the university system, is being gradual, but the attack has never been as severe as it is in this administration. And if you consulted chief security officers to determine, I don't know what they are afraid of, but in that communication, they actually didn't tell the absolute truth. I've been in the university system for as long as this present democracy has lasted. we have never had any closure because of examination.
I was going to ask you that. What has been the antecedent?
Nothing. Election just goes on. Election is a one-day affair. It goes on. And even where you have polling units in the university, it has nothing to do with. In fact, the practice is that many students actually register in school. And if you go to the University of Port Harcourt, apart from this last year, it's not unlikely that many of the students who registered before this last registration probably registered within their school environment. So it speaks to who we are as a people. We're very impulsive. We do not do things in a coordinated manner. And somebody will just have spoken, oh, don't let school. Because as a matter of fact, last week I saw one video that just went wild. A young lady who was saying that lecturers want to keep students in school. They want to give them an exam to make sure that they don't participate in election. And I'm like, lecturers don't even have a hand in how you reopen or lecturers in quote now in the sense that they are putting it. Because if you talk about the Senate of the universities, Senate is also populated by academic staff. Mm. But that's a university arm. It's not the union. So I said, look, this marks of ignorance. Because if that student or that lady understands the runnings of the university, you know that there's no way it's good. In fact, as a matter of fact, having resumed from the last strike, all the universities are not in one session. Some probably will be doing 2020, 2021, others 2021, 22, and joining 2022, 2023. And by the way, did the university, did the government instigate the strike last year? Did the government decide that they were not going to do something about the strike last year so that students would be at home to register for election? Was that the plan? Because if that wasn't the plan, then it means that government never thought about the registration, whether or not students would be in school or they would be at home to cast their vote. At what point did it become an issue? Because during previous years, there was never a time the universities were short to allow students go home. And if you didn't allow students go home to register, why are you closing the school to allow them to go and vote what?
Right, now, the minister and the NUC says that it was after consultation with security agencies or security agents, and they determined that it was in the best interest. However they came about that decision or position is best known to them, that universities be shut down. So after consulting with the security agents, how do you suppose they should have handled or managed that information? What would have been the proper steps to have taken?
It still have been consultation. What the NUC will have done. After all, they call vice chancellors to Abuja anytime. Directors, you know, the office of the vice chancellor of this nation has been denigrated. Look, in the 60s, 70s, and even up to the 80s, many people would choose to be vice chancellors instead of being a minister of the Federal Republic. Today, directors will send text messages to vice chancellors to come to Abuja as if they are under them. And it is that same destruction of what the university stands for. The next moment, I'm sure the minister will now tell universities how many weeks they will spend in school. They will begin to suggest lecturers who will supervise students, and of course tell us that if this student had done this, whether or not, let them go. What they are doing is unthinkable. Now, if you have consulted the security chiefs, you call the vice chancellors to NUC and you discuss with them what is the best way. Even if you are going to give that directive, it shouldn't be through a letter saying, which has gone public. It should just simply be that you have had a discussion with them and you tell them to do something about it.
Hold that thought, please. Quick commercial break. We'll be right back in a moment. Please stay with us.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations but on 92.3 Nigeria Info?
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Hello, welcome back. Still Hard Facts to Nigeria Info. Your number one talk station. I'm Dio. 29 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. The news update is up at 5. But for the moment, let's talk. And the conversation continues. Polls, VCs also disagree as FG shorts universities. I'm asking, should universities be shot for the elections? Let's get your take via Facebook and Twitter. We're live there on. We'll get to your comment in a moment. The appropriate time to call 070-093-093. We've been in the studio here. Is ASU's National Investment Secretary, Dr. Austin Sada. Dr. Sada, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So before the break, I had to interrupt you. You were responding to the question what the process should have been after the Minister of Education, possibly with the NUC as well, consulted security agents and determined that it was a safe bet to shut down the universities. You were responding to what the proper procedure should have been.
Yeah, I was saying that it should also have been a consultation. And once the vice chancellors understand that there is a need for the universities, their various universities, to be shut, they will take back that message, convene a senate of the senate of their universities, and determine that there is need to adjust the academic calendar of the university. And that will give, that will be the pedestal on which the date of closure and the date of resumption will be. In this case, what has happened is just a directive. Go and close the universities. And as I said earlier on, some universities may even have proceeded on short break before that period. And you wonder, you know, when you have security report in this country, security report, for me, I don't take them seriously, because those security people will have known that some of these universities are already on break. So why take a general decision and make it look as if the universities are appendages of the Ministry of Education? They are not. Obviously, they are not. Universities are creations of the law of this nation, and they are governed. Its governance is determined also by the provisions of the law setting those universities, including the University Miscellaneous Act. So it's overreaching for the minister or for the executive secretary of NUC to do that consultation. You don't have to come public to tell us that you are the big person. We don't need big people actually to run our systems. We need people to stick to the rules. We need the system to observe its procedure, you know, be self-regulated, be controlled within, but subject to the supervisory or regulatory authorities that have been set over them.
No, I ask you this next question, not as an executive of ASU or any other labor union for that matter, but as an individual, as a Nigerian. From your assessment of things, do you suspect that there are security concerns serious enough for us to shut universities or shut tertiary institutions for the duration of the elections?
I don't think so, because in some of our universities in the north, our lecturers are being kidnapped every day, and those schools were not shut down. Lecturers are, in fact, I think it's what's the name? Dutsima is close to the place where they attacked there was one assistant commissioner of police sometime last year or so around that environment. Many of those people can't even sleep in their homes. The state of insecurity in Katsina said, have they shut down the school? They haven't. So I don't know what relationship this election and security has to do across the nation. Whether they are going to bring, I can't imagine, because the universities actually, in the true sense of it, many schools are away from the communities. So I don't imagine that a lot of people are going to come from outside the university to vote inside the university. I don't also imagine that many students who live far away from the universities are going to, they will have registered to vote in the university. I mean, there are students in Uniport here who probably live as far as Borukiri, as far as LLM1, as far as Amadi and all that. nobody's going to come to vote here from among those people. I can't actually fix it. In my wildest imagination, why insecurity is a problem or a reason to close down universities, I just cannot think about it, because we are already in a state of insecurity across this nation, but we are surviving. We're moving on. Are people dying? Yes. Is it likely that people are going to be exposed to any state of insecurity beyond what has been because of the election on the election day? I don't think so. Apart from those places where you still have insurgency and terrorism within the precincts of those universities.
The lines are open right now. Join the conversation, if you will, to call 070-0923-0923. That's 070-0923-0923. Also, via facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, via Twitter as well, at NigerianInfoPH. Now, Doc, I know in the course of the conversation, you have touched on it somewhat, maybe even more than once, but I'd like to ask you directly. How about the argument? Now, for the Minister of Education and his lieutenants, they are putting forward security concern as the issue. But NANS and some other student individuals or bodies have also been clamoring for this, as a matter of fact. And like this lady you referenced in some video a while ago, their argument is that the closure of the universities or shutting them down for the elections will enable students to vote. And if the schools are in session, or at least some of them, it might hinder the ability to vote. What do you have any thoughts on
I
that?
I actually don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with whether or not they have shut the university. My problem, and I think that is what the president of ASUU addressed, is the way and manner this has happened. The university system cannot be controlled by NUC. The day-to-day governance of the university cannot be controlled by NUC or the Ministry of Education. So whether or not they want the students to be at home, that's not my business. I'm saying that in every university, we have academic calendar. And many of those universities who are keeping to the academic calendar, some of them just opposed one over the other to ensure that the lost time during the last strike was gained back. And the government is saying close down for 2 or 3 weeks. So the same group of people who were shouting, who were clamoring, we want to go, we want to finish, they are not interested in finishing anymore. And you ask yourself, what's the relationship between examination and this? Or staying in school and this? Even as you say that, NANS is asking. My response to that is, what about those students who registered? Because we have never shut down schools during registration. So logically, what it means is that many students registered in their school apart from last year. And it wasn't planned. The university system was on strike, and so students were at home. And by default, they had to register at home. Is there any reason to close down the school for those students particularly, while not thinking about the other students? And when you say you have shut down the school and maybe the halls of residence, you ask them to go, where will those particular students sit? So that's not my responsibility. I'm simply making a clarification that the university is not an appendage of the Ministry of Education. The university is an autonomous institution governed by the Governing Council of the university and the Senate of the university. In this respect, specifically, the Senate of the university is the one with the power. And if for any reason, the government, the minister, or whoever, including the students, if there's any reason they imagine that they should not be in school during the election, you don't come out with an open directive to the university system, not a specific university, to the university system, and ask them to shut down when there is no state of emergency. The Senate of the university should live up to its responsibility. Even after this announcement, I can assure you that no university will be shut down without reference to the Senate. So why was the jamboree?
Once again, lines open 070-0923-0923 is the number. Taking your calls right now. Join in as well via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, via Twitter as well at NigeriaInfoPH. Doc, hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, please.
Yes, my opinion is that it is very unfortunate for a system that has failed the educational system and has shut down the educational system through strikes on their own failure, not fulfilling the agreement they severally signed with ASU. Only come up to pay her salaries to ASU and want to shut down universities now to use students for election. It will not work. There's nothing like insecurity in the system. They will only distribute students that do not know who to vote. For us, a system that have failed us, we will not vote them in. We know what they are doing. That's my take.
All right. Hard Fact to welcome as well. 070-0923 is still the number to call. Once again, join me via Twitter and Facebook. At Nigerian Flippage Bart, Water at Edge on Issue Twitter. That's a welcome development coming. FG to allow students take part in the process of electing their leaders. Also, via. Okay, I'll go back to Facebook shortly. Hard Fact to welcome, please go on.
Hello?
All right, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. This is Mr. Kingsley. I want to find out something from Doc. I believe strongly that Doc have children. Let me just present a question to Doc. I want Doc to answer that very question. Doc, if your children are in a state like Katsina or Sokoto schooling there, will you oppose federal government declaring public holiday within this very period that we have to have?
Kingsley, before you end the call, I would like to ask you this. Are you aware that throughout the course of this conversation, Dr. Sado has repeatedly said that he has no problem with the school shutting down? I don't know if Kingsley got that part of the conversation. So I really don't get the essence of that question, because once again, repeatedly he has said that he has no qualms. He's not for or against. He has no problems at all with the schools being shut down for the purpose of the elections. However, if that decision is to be taken, it should have gone through the proper and right channels. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've been listening to your conversation, and as far as I'm concerned, the ASU is not a national security council, and there are some information that is privy to the council and the president, which the ASU might not be aware of. So, if it's a decision that schools should shut down for 3 weeks, I think it's for the betterment of the general population. Because you don't expect the president to invite the ASU when they have some very serious security issues or they have information, because they've not been inviting them for that and they are not a member. So I think it's 3 weeks will not make the students not to graduate.
So you don't think that it would have been a good idea to consult with vice chancellors and the management of the schools, not necessarily telling them that they have information that ISIS is doing something or ISWAP is about to do, not necessarily divulging some national security information, but simply consult to them? You don't think that's necessary?
You and I
may not know what to think, but you don't think consulting them is necessary?
Consulting
not ASU. Once again, have you been following this conversation at all? ASU does not determine when schools open or when schools close. It's not ASU's responsibility. The schools have a senate that determine these things.
But for me, I've been following your conversation, and
okay.
You know that the federal government has not been shutting down schools before now, but they have a reason for the decision they took for this, which you might not be aware of, and even the ASU might not be aware of. They have a reason. They've not been shutting down schools before now, so for ASU to kick against it, I don't think.
Once again, I'd like to say to you, as I said to the previous caller as well, ASU is not kicking against the schools being shut down. My guest here has said repeatedly that he has no problems, and ASU doesn't have any problem with the school being shut down. It's simply the process.
Well, they've communicated through the NUC to the schools. That's what I think.
Well, maybe I should just add a little word. You started by saying that ASUU is not represented in National Security Council. And maybe I should ask you also if you are represented in the Senate of the University and you know what the Senate does. What we are talking about is not about who is member of what or who is not member of what. We're saying that the university, every university is independent. So you can't bring them together with one directive and just slam it on them. If you consult the vice chancellors and they see, you don't, like as Dio said, you don't have to give them the details of whatever it is. Even if it's a moral situation, just to say, look, let's do this. And they have to take it back. Are we in a military regime that the federal government will determine when schools are open and when they are shut? The procedure is wrong. And that is not because we are against it or we are for it. We are simply saying that it is an infringement on the autonomy of the university system.
Bottom commenter via Facebook, Tino Francisco. Good evening. The movement of VC and ASUU discussing to stop the youths not to vote is disgusting. We're ready to vote, out bad leaders, and revive our country back to its normal. Tino Francis, with all due respect to you, I had to correct the grammar while I was reading this. I don't think ASUU is the problem here, really. And once again, ASUU is not asking you to not vote. ASUU is not asking you to not exercise your franchise. ASUU is not saying that at all. Ibe Chinedu goes down. Four of my children are among the over 30 million students, youth registered voters. Their polling units are within the area we reside. Certainly, if universities are in session during the 2023 elections, they will be disenfranchised. I appeal to ASUU to allow the sleeping dog lie. Let's sacrifice and get it right this time. That's from Ibe Chinedu. Well, maybe I have to repeat it again. Dr. Sado ASUU have not said that the schools should not be shut for elections. They've not said schools must remain in session during the election. They're simply saying it's a procedure for these things to be done. And the procedures, the right thing should be done. Because, once again, the thing with procedure is, and help me out here, Dr. Sado, the thing with procedure is, if you flat the procedure once and you give some
you
reason
just go
for
ahead.
It, there is no end to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's the point. Now, after this election, they are going to tell us when to close for the next section. Oh, well, if you haven't done 13 weeks, don't bother. Just do 8 weeks and close. So they take over the management of the university. Meanwhile, that would be violating the laws that have actually set up those universities.
You know, once again, and not just with the university management or the university senate or when schools close or when schools reopen. If Ibe Chinedu and to the previous caller as well, if you look all around us, everywhere there are procedures. Even, for example, in law enforcement, there are procedures.
Exactly.
There are things that a police officer should do and not do if he's confronting or attending to you as a civilian.
Absolutely.
There's a reason we have those procedures. They are laid down. And if we say, oh, because we suspect somebody is doing something, let's violate that procedure, where does that end? Which is why we have a lot of the problems we have with our police these
That's
days
correct.
Anyway. It's a violation of procedures. And when the law says, do this, and the next step is this, and the next step is that, and someone says, ah, can't you see that man doing something
bad?
Why are you asking for a procedure? Let's
you
just
heat.
Deal with him. Let's
exactly.
just deal with him. And then before you know it, everybody's being dealt with.
Exactly.
Because the procedure is no longer being followed.
Mm-hmm.
Via Facebook as well, Chidindi Richard goes, good afternoon, Dad. This is for your guests. Will you be comfortable to allow your kids to stay in those porous university environment at the time of election in Nigeria, which you know can snowball into crisis? We know the government is not getting many things right, but it's not everything we criticize. Think things through, my brother. I have no doubts. Dr. Sado is one of the most brilliant people I've met in my life. Kechukwu Sterling goes, universities don't need to close their campuses for elections since the elections take place during weekends. Students can leave their campuses on Friday, vote on Saturday, return to campus on Monday. Back to the phone lines. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I see that this thing is not about school close. This is a national exercise that every Nigerian citizen has to partake. And sometimes we hear executive order. Can't you, Mr. President, have to order every Nigeria, both private and government agencies, to shut down on a particular Saturday for this exercise to hold.
Okay, I'd like that you mention executive orders. Right, do you realize that executive orders is simply given enforcement, or if you will, to existing law? So what I'm saying is this: the president cannot wake up tomorrow and sign some executive order that contravenes provisions in existing law.
Because what do I say? So if a school should be in a session when this kind of exercise is holding, I think it's not right. So they should think about it and
see. Is it the first exam? Is it the first election?
Or school authority, or who say by the position to order the school to shut down on that particular day? That is my own take. Thank you. I'm Mr. Cox.
It's almost like he didn't hear what I just said.
He didn't.
Or he wasn't interested, actually. Mm. But you were saying something just now about, I mean, we've had elections before.
Yeah.
We have had even violent elections in
exactly.
the past, where there was violence and even loss of life. For example, 2015 elections or so in River State, we experienced some violence in some quarters. 2019, you know, but never at any time.
It has never happened. And why it's happening, even those who are asking personal questions whether I will allow my children to go, is a personal decision at that point. And I'm not saying that students should actually not be allowed to go home to vote. I'm simply saying that, look, like you have explained, there's a way to do it. Just do it that way, and we all respect the laws. In fact, this infringement is part of the reason Nigerians think that ASUU is belligerent, because by the introduction of IPs into the universities, it is all part of it. You just wake up, throw something in there. The law says don't do it. You do it, and you say, I have the power to do it. That's the Nigeria we are in. Big, big and strong men taking over the powers of the institutions.
All right. Let's see. We got some more comments here as well. There are university adults and primary secondary school kids which are more vulnerable to election crisis. Primary schools are being used as polling units and they're not shut down. Why universities?
Exactly.
That's an interesting.
I never thought about that.
Never occurred to me as well. So primary schools and secondary schools are not shut down during the elections.
At all. Yeah.
But universities are being shut down.
Exactly.
And interesting way he couched the question. He says, which of these classes of... I'm paraphrasing.
Exactly.
That, but he used the word vulnerable. Mm. Which of them are more vulnerable?
The primary school. The secondary school. So, I mean, for those who are arguing on the side of government and thinking that ASUU is against this, this clearly brings out the point. They will continue in the academics until Friday. Everybody stays home. But the university system, maybe they say, oh, they are the ones that are 18 years who can vote. Even when you say that, we still go back to the default setting. A lot of people had registered while the schools were on. Secondly, we've never had it that schools were shut because of elections.
I remember, I think there was about maybe 10 years ago, much longer, when we were registering then, the biometrics and all of that, when we got the temporary voters card, the TVCs, yeah. I registered on the campus of University of Lagos.
Yeah. So that's that. And if you didn't transfer, you still will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we... And
pardon me, Dr. Sado, but we have run out of time. We have to wrap it up right now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. Thanks to my guest as well. Dr. Sado is National Investment Secretary with ASUU. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Dayo.